Rav the Lamed Beis, so we'll start from Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. And the Baruch Bechiel said, Chazaka Shlich makes a Shlichus. Rav Nachman said, in the Smidah Deraisa, we don't say Chazaka Shlich is a Shlichusa. But at Rabbana, we say Chazaka Shlich is a Shlichusa. Shesh is in both cases, we say Chazaka Shlich is a Shlichusa. Shesh is, how do I know this? Because it says, once the Omer was brought, Chodesh is Mutter. Right away, and those that are far away are Mutter Chatzos and onwards. Chodesh Mutter Torah, it says, Rechaik Mutter Chatzos and Vailach. So Gemara says, not because Chazaka Shlich is a Shlichusa. It's, don't you think? It's because Chazaka is a Shlich Shlichusa. Rav Nachman says, no. Over there, we say the reason is because everyone knows that Bezdin doesn't let the Kana be lazy with it. Some say Rav Nachman said, how do I know? Because it says, the reason is because they know that Bezdin is not Masatzel. Dafka Bezdin not Masatzel, but Shlich is Masatzel. Shesh said Bezdin till half of the day. Shlich, the whole day takes him to do it. Shesh says, how do I know this? Because it says, a woman that has a lady or a ziva, she brings money, puts in the shofar, and she tovels, or she eat kotzer in the evening. What's the reason? Don't you think? Because we say, Chazaka, the kahanim, who are our shlichim, do their shlichas. And that says there, we say, like, Shmaya said, Chazaka, the business of kahanim, don't get up from there until all the money of the shofar is done. Shesh says, how do I know this? Because it says in the Brayse, someone tells his friend, go and collect yourself dates. It doesn't say, figs, it doesn't say how much. He can eat only a rye, and he has to give mice a vada, because Yizichah didn't give mice. He doesn't know how much he's taking. If he says, fill up this basket, so he's telling him how much from our dates, he can eat a rye, and he gives mice the mai. Because it's a suffix, he might have given it. When do we say this? I'm arts. But a chaver can eat, doesn't have to give mice. That's Rabbi Shid. Shigal Mil says, but a chaver, he doesn't eat until he gives mice, because chaverim are not next to be tarim when it's not next to the fruit. So Rebbe said, I like my words more than my father's words. Mutav, that they should be choshed the chaverim to be torim shlevin amukav, and rather than giving amor, it's tevel. They don't argue, only one holds, the nechshed, one says, they're not nechshed. Everybody holds chazok shlichoy, so shlichusay. And Nachman says over there, like Chini Chazor said, it's chazok that a chaver doesn't take out anything that's not masukin underneath his hands. The Tana said, medvar amurim ba'amor, so a chaver can eat and it doesn't have to give him ice. That's Rebbe Shita. What amorats are we talking about? Who's he saying to? If he's saying to an amorats, he's going to be Maiser, the Mai, he's not going to listen to you, he's an Amoritz. El Amoritz says to Chavar. Sefer says, I like my words more than my father, better that the Chavarim should be Choshtim, there is Torah Shlam and Amukum, and they shouldn't give an Amoritz to eat. Tevel. This Amoritz, what's he doing there? So Ravina said, the Reisha speaker Amoritz that said to Chavar. Sefer speaker Chavar said to Amoritz, but another Chavar hears them. So Rebbe holds the flamer of lamed beis on beis, that chaver can eat, doesn't have to give ma'aser because Yizichah gave ma'aser. This chaver gave before he gave it to him. Shimon says no, he should not eat till he gives ma'aser because they're not nechshav chaverim to be torn shlam and amukav. Rebbe said that it's better to be choshe chaverim that they're torn shlam and amukav rather than give amoras tevel. What's the chaver? Rebbe holds it's better for a chaver he should do an issa kal. Rather than over Amor, should be over Isra, Chomer, which is Tevel. Shigamil holds, no, Chavar, rather than let Amor do Isra Chozok, and he shouldn't do even Isra Kal, of being turned Shlomo and Mukav. Mishnah says, you put on a tree above 10 Tvachim, his Erev is not an Erev. Under the 10 Tvachim, his Erev is an Erev. Put in a pit, even deep 100 Amos, his Erev is an Erev. We'll see in the Gemara more about this. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Asi, and Rav Nassim sat, and Rav Nachman sat with them and said, this tree, where is it? If you can say it's in Shasiyach, what's the difference? And puts on top and the bottom. Shasiyach is right at the Kiyah. Elamites of Shasiyach, where does he want to be Shavas? If he's in the Schav and Nishbis on top, then he and his heir are in one place. Elamites, the Schav on the bottom. I is using a tree. So this is Elamites of Shasiyach. And he has Kavan on the bottom. It goes according to Rev that says anything, it's just called Shavas, climbing a tree, there weren't graves of Anashmashas. And Nachman said, Shkayach, Sotar Shavas said, you explained everything this much. They also were poised this way. This is what he said. The one asked the question. I said, yeah. Takalant, Nachman said, Mishmuel, here took a tree that's Oyem Mishasarabim, that's tall, 10 Tvachim, wide four, and he wants to have Rishavis in the bottom, and it's going to Rebbe that says that anything else was there when it goes to Benish Moshes. Rebbe says, Davke, a tree that's standing outside the 70 Amos and 2/3 of the city, but if it's in the 70 Amos 2/3, even above 10 Tvachim, it's an air because it's as if he's filled the whole city, it's full till there. So then, even outside the Ibishlir also, so says, since Rebbe said, someone puts an air, he has four Amos. So the Shasiyach Shasrab is either Kia. Sorry, it's where the Mishasha said, here speak about a tree that's sticking out of the Arabamas. He wanted to be Shavas in the root. What's Lamala? What's Lamata? That he could put the branch up. And we'll continue with Shem tomorrow. More details on this Gemara. This is the end of Daf Lamed Beis.